And the Mishnah says, what's going to be Yoshful alone? So she like sits back and she does not make a bedika. For Lloyd Bodka, she didn't check herself out. And this Sechur is Bizman Tyrus that they're supposed to make a bedika every day, twice a day. Shkoga, whether it was by mistake, Nensa, but she was an Oinus, Hezid, even Bemezid, willingly, she did not make the bedika of Lloyd Bodka. The Lechur is Torah, still she's Torah. So Rashi said, there's going on Kol Nashim Koi. It's not going in the beginning of the Mishnah. It's like a new halacha by itself. That even though lachatil was supposed to make bedikas, but it did not make the bedika, still the becheskas to be tor. What's going to be the hegiya shas vesta? Comes the time that you're supposed to see a period. Let's say it's every 30 days. V'lo brotko, and it comes the day she's supposed to see a period and she did not make a bedika that day, as a rezu to meya. Then we show she's tamei. So who our mission holds that we hold Yesh Vestas Midiraisa, and is Midiraisa like a chazaka, the dam should come the day it's supposed to. And therefore she did not make a bedika that day, we have a right to say the dam did come, and therefore she's Tameya. And the same thing Rabbi Meir says, what's going to be, he also holds Vestas Midiraisa, but he says, what's going to be Yemhoisa B'machba, let's say she's in a hiding place. And the enemy's coming to the city and she's scared, she's afraid, she's hiding. The Giyas Shas Vesta, in the hiding place, it comes a time when she's supposed to see a Vestet, that if Eloi Bodka, she does not make a Bedika that day, so raise the Torah. In this situation, still we say she's Torah, we have right to say the Dam did not come. Why? Because since she's scared, she's afraid, that's a sort of take away the Dam. But that takes away the Dam over here. But otherwise, Vice Ramei also agrees, Vestas is the right, so she should be Temeya. Let's say the day that a man is tummy, has tumma zava on him, or else a zava nisha becomes a zava, and she's counting the zainikim, or else a shemera siyam keneged yom, a case where a lady saw one day during these 11 days, that she has to watch herself the next day to make sure she's torn. So these days, hara'elu becheskas tumma. If they did not check themselves, then we say faket, a becheskas to be tumma. During these 11 days, if she doesn't check herself out, in this case, because since she already saw, like Rashi says, the Shemeros Yom, she already saw, but since she already saw that one day, the mind opened up, therefore the next day, she has to make sure to check herself out. If she doesn't check herself out, then we say she's Lechaskas to be to. Now the Gemara says, Lamai Hirchasa, what's on the ratio of the Mishnah that says all the 11 days are Nisha's Lechaskas to be Tyro? These 11 days after the 7 days of Nidus. So Lamai Hirchasa, Amr Rav Yehuda Lema Misa teacher tell us Shein Letzricha Bedika, that during these 11 days Nisha does not have to make a Bedika. Rashi says it means Shachris V'Yavis Mishavru, but after these 11 days then she has to make a Bedika. But that's the Gemara we had before in the Yud Aleph, that Bizman and Neiv B'Tairis Nisha has to make a Bedika twice a day. So Chiddush is not during these 11 days. So Mas is not true V'amiduk Tani Seifa, since the Seifa, the next part of the Mishnah says Yoshua, she stands sits down, Vloid Bodka, she did not make a bedika. Mechlad, lechatchil, the boy bedika, it's mashma, she's supposed to make a bedika. It's only bedievra, she didn't make a bedika, she's Torah. So how could you say the ratio of the Mishnah means even lechatchil, she doesn't have to make a bedika? So Moses says, no, I'll tell you like this. The ratio attack is talking about during these 11 days, even lechatchil, she doesn't have to make a bedika. But after the safe is mashma, she has to, safe also, and we may need her. That means after the 11 days pass by. Then the day she's fit to be a nidor, during those days she has to make a bedika. Rochakom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. That called Yud Aleph, these 11 days, the Cheskas Taira. And therefore, the Lord boy bedika, she doesn't have to check, even make a bedika then. She has Becheskas to be Meslekas Domim these days. Avli be many do, so after the 11 days go by, then when it starts the 12th day, that she sees that she could become a nidor. Boy bedika for the chrami, that's the din that every day she has to make a bedika twice a day to make sure she's tore from tyrus. And at this the Mishnah says, now what's going to be Yoshua, she stands sits back for Lei Bodka, she doesn't make a bedika, Shkoga, Nensa, Zid, whatever the reason was, for Lei Bodka, she does not make a bedika, Torah, that bidiyevit, we still say she's tore, it's only chetili you have to make a bedika. But bidiyevit, if she didn't make a bedika, still she's Torah. That's Pshan the Mishnah according to Rav Yehuda. That during the Yud Aleph Yomim, Lechatchila she does not have to make a bedika, but after those days, then she has to make one Lechatchila. Rav Chisda Amar, Rav Chisda says like this, Rav Chisda Amar Lo Tzricha Lo Rav Meir, the Mishnah Kodesh Rav Meir Shita. The Yom that he says, Isher Shein Lo Vestas, an isha that does not have a ves kavua, a period in exactly which day it comes, sa'asura l'shamash, she's not allowed to live with her husband at all. She can't even be married then. She's also to live with her husband. Why? Because since she does not have a ves kavua, you have to be afraid every time you live with her, maybe that's going to cause her to see dam and you'll be living with an ida. That's Ramei Shita. So even according to Rabbi Meir of Chizda says, Hani Mila, when do I say that the Yemei Nidosa? It's only after these 11 days go by, the 12th day, that she could become an Ida. From then on, she's also to live with her husband. Av Yemei Zivosa, but these 11 days, let's say first Nisha becomes an Ida. She's Tamei for 7 days, Midiraisa. Then she goes to the Mikvah Midiraisa. So the next 11 days, then she's Mutter to live with her husband. That's what the Mishnah means to say the Kiddush. That during these 11 days, even according to Rabbi Meir, she's mutter to live with her husband. So what's the question? The question of Chizda, that's true, Yochiv, so, Amai, Omer Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir say the locker is? He holds that Yaitzi, Anisha, that does not have a vest kavua, then she has to, the husband has to give her a get. And the Layakser Lomas is a Tanai in the get, he has to speak as clearly, I can never remarry you. Why? Because Dilma Asla Kukula Bimei Nida. This is the answer already. So the question is why? Why does he have to give her a get? If he's allowed to live with her during these 11 days, so okay, during these 11 days they'll live together, and then after that should be Yasa. But what does he have to give her a get for? Rashi says, Dilma Asla Kukula Bimei Nida. Shamash Kol Yudalev. Yelenis Rosa Tani Yasa. Elu Ameya, it is Shamash Kol Yud Aleph, yeah. Dilma, the Lomo Asna Kukula Bimenida. Smarim says, yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Smarim says, Dilma Asya, Little Kukula Bimenida. No, it's still afraid the neighbor should come, Rashi says, Dilma Asya, Little Kukula should come to make a mistake, Bimenida. Biyama Rula Nida, Asur Lashamish, Shema, Tekakulanum. But still you have to be afraid that he holds us not a good eight, let's say you can only live together those 11 days. Because maybe they'll make a mistake and they'll come to live together even when she days, she could become an Ida. And then we have to be afraid maybe because of the Tashmish she will see done. So if Rav Meir holds that he should not stay married to her. Then it could be during those 11 days she should be Mutter. So Rav still says, Hamid Tony Sefer, since it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Hegiya Shaz Vest, there comes the time that she's supposed to have a vest. So then the Mishnah says that she doesn't make a bdika, she's Tameya. For Lei Bodka, that she's Tameya. So the Gemara says, Mechlau de Beisha, she eats la vesa faskinon. Mashma, the Mishnah is talking about a Nisha that has a ves kavua. And still the Mishnah says the Chiddush that these 11 days she's Becheskes Taira. So you're telling me, Rav Chizda, goes according to Rabbi Meir, that we're talking about a Davka Nisha that does not have a vest. And you want to tell me a Chiddush that according to Rabbi Meir, that the first 11 days she's Mutta. But the Mishnah is Mashma talking about the case where she does have a vest. So Mara says, no, I'll answer you like this. That really, Chasuri, Mechsra, something is missing over here. This is the way it should be learned. That Kol Yud Aleph Becheskas Tyrom, all these 11 days, she's Becheskas to be Tyrom, Vishay Yulabaila, and really Mikra Din, she's allowed to live with her husband. Even the Nisha that does not have a vest, even contrary to Meya. Over Yemei Nida, though, when after these 11 days go by, and then she's fit to become an Ida. Asura, according to Rabbi Meir, she's also to live with her husband then. You have to be afraid maybe she'll become an Ida. But the med of Amur remembers, they said, the Isha Shein La Vest, the only Isha does not have a Vest Kavua. Abu Yesh La Vest, the Isha has a Vest Kavua, Muteris, she's allowed to live with her husband. But Utsricha Bedika, she has to make a Bedika though. And every day, what's going to be the Mishnah says now, Yoshua Vle Bodka, but the she does not make the Bedika, whether it's because of a Shkog or a Rasanens or a Zida, whatever reason it was, by mistake or by Mazin, Vle Bodka, she does not make a Bedika, Stahira, still a Maisa, she's Torah, so only Chakimah she has to make the Bedika. And then the Mishnah goes on, what's going to be though, a Giyah Shas Vesta comes to touch, let's see a Veset, Vle Bodka, she doesn't make any Bedika then, Echnami Tameya, then Taika we say she's Tameya, Vle Bodka is Tameya. So could be again, the Mishnah goes according to the Reish of the Mishnah, according to the Meir Shita. If someone Isha does not have a Vesit, they say that those 11 days she's Mutter. So when it says no, Hami the Sefer Rabbi Meir, since the end of our Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says a Chiddushia that she's a Machbo, and then it comes the Eighth Vestas, and just to make a Vika, she's Taira. So Mashma Reish Alav Rabbi Meir, Mashma the beginning of the Mishnah, not Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir first says in the Sefer, Mashma not in the Reisha. Samura says, no, I'll tell you really, Kulu Rabbi Meir, it could be the whole Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. Rochi Kroma, this is what the Mishnah means to say. In Loihois, Bamach, when Isha was not in the hiding place, she was not scared. Vigia Shas Vestav Loibotka to Meir, and Echnam, because Vestas is Midi Raisa. So comes the time she's supposed to see and she didn't check herself. We say for sure the dam came out then. Why? Rabbi Meir is the one that says, that Imhois the Bemach, but she's in the hiding place. Figiya Shaz Vesta comes a time that the vessel where Bush doesn't make a bdika tor, she's tor. Do you know why? Shecharod the Meslekia says Adamim, because in such a situation when she's scared and afraid, that takes away the dam, but only because she has Cherda. Without the Cherda, then we say no, the dam is supposed to come at the right time, and if she didn't make a bdika, then she'll be Tameya. That's what Rabbi Chizkiya learns from the Mishnah. Now, Rav Huna Bar Chiya Omar Shmuel, the name of Shmuel like this. Loim, you know what the Mishnah means to say that called Yud Aleph Yomim is Becheskes Tyro, come teach us a Chiddush, Loimar, Sheina Kavas Lo Veses, Besoich Betochi Mezivosa. That during these 11 days, after the 7 days of Nidus, she cannot be Kaveya Vest. Even if she sees Dam 3 times in a row, during those 3 different times, not in a row, I mean 3 different months or 3 different periods came during these 11 days, still she's not Kaveya Veskavua. And if it's Oikir, it goes away after one time, that's it. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. That these 11 days, like she's Becheskas not to see Dam, even if it happens 3 times that she did see Dam during those 11 days, she does not get a shame or Veskavua. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says like this, Lo Shmirli Hoshmaititah, I did not hear this halacha. Rashi brings down that Rabbi Yosef, when he got older, forgot his learnings. So it's even the things he said over, he forgot. So Talmud Abaye reminded him. Omalai Abaye, Abaye said back to him, Ata Matan Alon, you yourself taught us this. And Ve'ahu Amat Alon, you taught us on this halacha, it's Gemara later, of Samach Tes, Samach Gimel. Like this, there's a Mishnah like this. Hoyselimuda Lias Rei Yem Tezvov. She used to have a Ves Kavua to see every 15th day, let's say of the month. Every Tezvov, Bechodesh used to see that was the Ves Kavua. The Shinsuliyem Chof, and it happened one time now that she did not see on the 15th, but she skipped to the 20th day. So Lach is now Zebizal Surim, Lishamish. The next month now, she's still also on the 15th day, because that still was a Ves Kavua, but she's also after Bechoshim, maybe she's being Kavaya Nuvet for the 20th day. What's going to be Shinsulipaman? It happened the second month also that she did not see on the 15th, but on the 20th day. Still, hey Shinsul, she skipped twice. Liyam Chav to the 20th day, still Zev is asked from both Arasa. Now, the amount of law and the law, you told us like this, some of you don't have Shmuel. Loi Shonu el Tez Bav Litzvilosa. It means only if a Vesat Kavu was, it's not the 15th day of the month, but the 15th day of a Tefillah. Meaning, after she went to the Mikvah, the 15th day after the Tefillah, that's when she saw a Vesat. And it happened 3 times in a row. So first she was Kaveya Veset at the 15th day of a Tefillah, that's when she sees it. And then it happened that she skipped twice to the 20th day. Shehein, that these days really are Chav Beis L'Riyasa. Really it's the 22nd day for the first time she saw. Because you have to minus the first 7 days of Nida, and then Midirash, she goes to the Mikvah, so comes our Chav Beis L'Riyasa. So if you wait now 22 days from the first time she saw, so what's 22? That when you first see, so you tummy for 7 days, and then you have the 11 days, so that 7 and 11 is 18 days. And then you start over again, you see a cycle to be a Nida. So if she sees 22 days later, that's the period of the Zaman of Nidus, that's why she could be Koveya Vest then. To us, the Mimei Nidosa Koilo. She's in the days, if she would see then, she'll be a Nida, so she could be the Vest. Avo, but if it would have really been only Tezvav L'Riyosa, let's say she saw Adam, and then 15 days later she saw Adam again, so really 15 days later is in the middle of the 11 days. Because when you see Dam, so she's coming for the next 7 days, and then after that starts the 11 days. So she sees 15 days from the time she saw Dam, that's right smack in the middle of the 11 days. In such a case, you remain Zivosa Koi, she's in the middle of the day that she could become a Zavah, and then like Kavua and Echnami, then she would not have a Ves Kavua. That's what Rabbi Yosef Guf explained to us. That's what the Mishnah said later. That if she's used to seeing every 15th day, it does not mean 15 from the last Riyah, but it means 15 days from the last time she went to the Mikvah. So this saying you say, because during the 11 days that she could become a Zavah, she cannot be Kaveya Vest during those 11 days. That's the chiddush about Mishnah, and the reason is because those days she doesn't see. She's like Mislekas Damin. Omer Rapapa says this. Omer Rapapa, Amri Solishmaita Kaimei Rav Yehuda Midiskuta. I said over this halach in front of Rav Yehuda Midiskuta that Mikva Loikavo Taka True. She's not Kaveya Veset during these 11 days. That's true. But the question is, Meichesh Mal De Nechesh Lo. She would be afraid at least like a Veshani Kavua. Let's say again, she saw Dam now, then she sees Dam again 15 days later. So that's during the 11 days. So does she have to be afraid again for 15 days or not, like a Veshani Shani Kavua? A Veshani, if it happens one time, the Loch is, the next time that this amount of days passes by, she has to be afraid. But here in this case, where the days is only in the May Ziva, we have to be afraid even for one time or not. That's the Shaila. Sishtika kept quiet. He couldn't answer him. He wasn't sure. What's the locha? The Venisha has a vested in the middle of your May Ziva. Is she afraid at least for one time or not? Should it be like a Veshain and Kavua? She didn't answer him. Omer Apollo, Papa said like this. Nechsianan, let's see. What's going to be Hoysilimuda Lias Roy Liam Tezvov? She had a vest kavua for the 15th day, like we said before, it means the 15th day after she went to the mikvah. For Shinsa, then she changed l'yom chof. She changed once and did not see the 15th day, but to the 20th day. It says before what? Zeh v'zeh asum. It says both of them are also. Because the 15th is still a vest kavua, and if you don't skip it three times, you're not accurate. And the new one, yom chof, that you have to be afraid. Even for one time, you have to be afraid. You know, that aloha was